Or to be more precise, I want to tell you about something absolutely amazing. You might think that I'm going to tell you about the youth who will be Bridget in a moment. And you're right, I could. They are amazing. The journeys they have been on have been amazing. The journeys that are before them will be amazing. But I want to tell you about something else instead. In Northeast India, there's a region known as Meghalaya. I heard about Meghalaya several years ago, and while I was trying to refresh my memories for this service a few years back, I discovered that this incredible place is only about 2.5 hours away from Nanprem, India, where our Kazi Partner Church is located. Small church, small world, right? And if you want to know more about Nanprem, there's an amazing display in the social hall created by one of our rising fifth graders, Sarah Colbert. It is really great. So as you grab your food and your drink before coming in here, swing by and look at that. What brought Meghalaya to my attention in the first place was a video I saw on YouTube, a clip from a nature show that was narrated by the incomparable English actor John Hurt. His voice is so distinctive. I put it right up there with James Earl Jones and Samuel L. Jackson as the best voiceover voice. Great though his voice is, it's what he was describing that really blew my mind. But before I tell you about that, I want to call your attention to the metaphor around which this whole service is built, the bridge. Bridges come in all shapes and sizes. They come in all sorts of styles. But whether they're small or grand, all bridges have at least one thing in common. They connect here to there. An apt metaphor, then, for the experience of moving from this time in your life to that time in your life. For a youth who's graduating from high school and being recognized as a young adult. A big transition. And I suppose you could go all Neo and try to just jump it with no support. But I think it's better to use a bridge. Of course, sometimes you can't quite see the other side. But if you trust the bridge and those who built it, you know that you can keep on moving forward. And that brings me back to Meghalaya. In past years, when I've talked about it, I've tried my best to describe what it is that makes it so amazing. I've tried to use words. But as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and so if you take a picture and a few words spoken by John Hurt, you get something really wonderful. And so with the weather having kind of agreed with us today to give us a nice, dark inner space, this is the video I saw a few years back.
Our relationship with rivers is never easy. Their waters can give us so much, but can also take everything away. We will always be at the mercy of their wild and unpredictable nature. But one culture has found an inspiring way of mastering their savage rivers. In Northeast India, a giant cliff leads up into a hidden world, Meghalaya. Nearly 2 kilometers high and buffeted by monsoon storm clouds, this is possibly the wettest place on Earth. Once, 25 meters of rain fell here in a year, the world record. reindeer poses an unusual problem, and it's not just keeping dry. Nearly all the rain falls during the summer monsoon. Rivers switch from gentle streams to raging torrents. They become wild and unpredictable, and almost impossible to cross. Harley and his niece Juliana are busy cultivating a cunning solution. He teaches Juliana to coax the roots across what is now just a stream. When they reach the other side, they'll take hold there. This is the basis of a structure that will survive any deluge. A living bridge. It's an epic project that no man can complete in one lifetime. So Harley is passing on his knowledge to Juliana. Each year, Juliana will need to tend the roots, making them stronger. If she stays and completes her bridge, it will become part of the commuter route here. A network of dozens of living bridges that connect the valleys of Meghalaya.
Then you can even get to where it seems impossible. as they said in Maine, where you don't think you can get that from here. Now, a little earlier, Leah gave us that image of the little boat in a vast, often overwhelming ocean. But when it had friends, it had the courage and the conviction to go anywhere, even past the edge of the world. And let me tell those of you who are bridging this morning and remind everyone else, it is a big old ocean out there, and we are tiny little boats, no matter how big we may feel sometimes. That's the bad news. The good news is that we're not alone. Not you, not me, not any of us. None of us is alone. And that might have been enough of a message for this morning. But I couldn't get those living bridges out of my mind. And that's because the symbolic bridge that you'll be crossing in a few moments will be, in fact, a living bridge made by your families and your advisors, your mentors, and some of the young adults in this congregation who will be welcoming you into their midst. And while not literally beneath your feet, there's another bridge, one that is right now laying out a path for those who will participate in this bridge today, and hopefully in the years to come. As Unitarian Universalists, we don't have a First Communion. We don't have confirmation. We don't have bar and bat mitzvahs. We don't send our young girls and boys out into the bush to come back, women and men. Every culture of our human family has developed ways to mark and honor the transitional times in our lives. And so have we. With this bridging ceremony, we say that these youth who will shortly stand before us, we say that you will no longer be considered mere youth, because we will recognize that you have made that transition, crossing the symbolic bridge, reaching that milestone, that turning point, that transition in your lives that says you are now young adults. And we do this so that you know that we know, and so you can hopefully feel our love. So to our bridgers and to all of us, really, please remember that you're not alone on this big ocean, wherever or however you chart your course, even to the end of the world and beyond. And trust that living bridge that has borne you safe thus far. Trust that it will hold you and grow stronger as the years go on.